KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Right now, brought to you by National Car Rental. Whether you're on the mound, at the plate, or on the road, National Car Rental invites you to stop waiting and start winning. Book like a winner today. And Olshan, we bring you Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Sorry, guys. How we doing?
Good. We're good. We're good. And first, I have a kind of a playoff question for you. The Stars are currently down 3-1 in their series. Do you have any advice for coming back from a 3-1 deficit in the playoffs?
You know what? Never say die. That's the thing. You know, never give in or let down. That's, you know, the best advice I would give. You know, it's one win just changes everything. And, you know, if you win the next game, now the pressure kind of falls on the other side. And so that's all it takes right now is just find a way to win one more game, get the momentum, you know, swinging your way. And it's amazing how quick things can change.
Yeah, it is.
You know, I've been down 3-1 before.
Yep. And, yep.
You know, had win a game, and that, boy, I tell you what, what it does, you know, for those players and for the other team. Now they're going, oh no, you know, momentum has swung. So, yeah, it's
sounds
been done before. It's been done a lot of times.
Yeah, and it sounds like you never looked at it this way. But how difficult is it to block out of your mind it's 3-1 and think, well, let's just win today, and then not worry about we'll deal with tomorrow.
Well, you know what? I think it's to me it's easy. You know, it's having an attitude. I'm not ready to go home. I don't want to go home. And you know, it's a do or die game. So I mean, you're going to leave everything out there. So and then you worry about the next day. When you get to that elimination game, now you know it as a club, and so. You're kind of going against all odds now, so you can let it go and really play with the freedom that you probably didn't have the earlier part of the playoffs.
Yeah, that's it. That's that feeling of sometimes being a little too tight. And you've talked about this with your guys a little bit. You know, some of the guys up at the plate that sometimes they're just a little too tense and trying to do too much, not playing within themselves. And it is kind of a, when you're down like that, you're like, I mean, what else do I have to lose, right? Like, maybe there's nothing, right?
Well, you know, you want to, at some point, I think players kind of have that attitude. Hey, I'm overworking, or it's, you know, I've created tension, or I've lost that confidence. And that's what I see with some of our guys. The confidence goes when you're not having success, you know. Now you're battling yourself along with you're trying to beat that pitcher. It's hard enough to beat just a pitcher. So, yeah, it's getting that mojo, that confidence back, and that takes success. And we're definitely going through it. I mean, we're a better offensive team than this. We know that, and it's going to come around. But we just got to get guys going up there with some swagger. Guys that, you know, hit their little skids, whatever, the good ones figure a way to come out of it. And these guys are good players, and they'll figure a way.
Yeah, I was kind of getting that tense feeling last night running the eighth inning when Josh Smith had that out at second base, or he was out at first, but he hit it to the second baseman. And then y'all cracked that open. Did it feel like y'all kind of cracked something open last night whenever you got those couple runs? And how nice does it feel to get those two runs that late in the game?
Yeah, I mean, for us to get a big two-out, two-strike hit like that, that's what we've been missing as much as anything. I mean, the game before, we had first and second, and we couldn't get that hit. And sometimes that gets you going. I mean, what a great at-bat by J.J. From Young. But really, it was set up nicely, and, Haggerty goes in there. He didn't hesitate. Took second right away, and it's just playing to win, and that's kind of where you want these guys, you know, playing for each other, playing to win. And but JJ, he just walked up there. He just had a look about him that I loved. You know, okay, they walked wide intentionally to get to him, and he just threw out a beautiful at bat there.
I know you were talking just a second ago about the team in general and things coming around, and I understand that Marcus Semien has come through for you guys plenty of times, won a World Series for this franchise. Do you still believe in Marcus Semien's ability to hit at a very high level?
Oh, I do. I do. You know, one thing I would never rule out is a great player, you know, when he, you know, is having a tough time. I would never rule them out, bounce them back. And you see in baseball, in our game, you see it a lot. Players that, you know, they're comeback player of the year. And those are guys that find a way to, you know, to come back and play the type of game that they're capable of playing. And there's guys this year. In fact, we were talking about one player, Goldschmidt. He's hit 345. It just sometimes you think, okay, they're done. But I would never count out a great player. And to me, Marcus is a great player. And I love the way what he's doing at second base. How about the plays he made yesterday?
Yeah.
He's still saving his runs. He's not letting that affect him. This guy's a pro, and believe me, there's nobody working harder right now.
Was he? I take it he was probably pretty open to the lineup adjustments for him and stuff too.
Yeah. You know what? He sees, you know, what's going on, where he's at. He knows he's not swinging the bat like he normally does. He's a smart. He's a really smart guy, and so no, he's fine with it. You know, nobody's gonna be happy with it, but you know what I mean. He understands, and so no, he gets it, and he says I'll be back, and he will be, you know, hitting in another part of the order before the season's over. I promise you.
The Robert Garcia, the way he ended the game last night, like that looks like a lot of fun. Just seeing the guys with their energy after a strikeout like that. What does a final out like that do for your clubhouse? Are you hoping that it catches fire in there?
Yeah. And we talk about this a lot when we win a game, and yeah, we still trying to get on that roll, which we did not too long ago.
Yeah.
Rolled off six straight, and Robert's a guy that, you know, he pitches with, you know, a lot of fire, and he has a lot of emotion in his game, and that's, you know, that was great to see. And you know, things like that do fire up the players, because we've had a tough stretch and offensive rut here. So no, it was a good one for the boys, believe me, because, you know, we had a great pitching effort the day before. We couldn't find a way to win that game, you know, being at home, and then today to pull that out, or yesterday with what happened, having to take your starter out after two,
right,
your guy, Evo, and boy, what a just a heroic effort by the bullpen. So no, huge win.
What is the I heard a lot that hopefully it's just precautionary. How does Evaldi look today?
You know what? I haven't talked to him today. He's not here yet, but I'll get with he and our trainer, Lucky, and we'll see why all of us will huddle up and kind of see where we're at. Not overly concerned. We were being cautious yesterday. He could have gone back out there, wanted to go back out there, but we got to take care of these guys. You know, we plan on getting, you know, find a way to get to the postseason, and so we got to have our horses you know, healthy and ready.
Okay, with that in mind, and I'm really glad that you brought that up, because we were talking yesterday. Obviously, the starting pitching staff has been freaking phenomenal this year, but you look at the projected innings pace that they're on, whether it's Evaldi, DeGrom, Malley. Will you find yourself in a situation over the next couple of months where you might just skip some starts for non-health related reasons in the hopes that they'll still be ready to rock in September and October?
Yeah, sure. You can see that. You may see it soon where we push guys back. You kind of look at them where they're at and make adjustments with Evo. That's why we took him out after two innings yesterday. We may move him back. We'll see where we're at there. Jacob is one I think we have to talk about because of the time he's missed. So, you know, we don't want to log too many innings on him this year. So, you know, you can see something like that happen, sure.
Boach, how often do you think going forward you're going to use the word bussing in a social setting?
we were having fun with that. We were talking about it pregame. I said, I'm going to throw some of these words out there. A couple of them I didn't use, but yeah, so we had fun with that. I had a couple of texts going, what are you talking about? And then I had a couple say, hey, man, you nailed it on how you use bussing.
I was wondering which reporter probably looked the most lost when you said it. I was betting on Evan.
It was Evan.
Yeah, it was probably Evan. Is it, we were thinking here.
Yeah, Evan wasn't here. So
okay. Gotcha. He missed it. Do you have any thoughts, excitement for Corey Seager and him coming back here?
Yeah, it's always good to have your guy back. Your shortstop, although he's going to DH today. Well, we miss him. You're looking at one of the best hitters in the game, and so it's going to be, I think, a shot in the arm for everybody. The offense, see him out there swinging the bat or playing short. Yeah, that's one thing we need to get full strength. We're missing some guys. Carter, we had trouble keeping him healthy. He's going to start a rehab soon. Peterson's starting to pick it up. But, at this point, we thought all three of those would be in the lineup. And that balances out our lineup a little bit better. But it's starting to happen now.
Now, you had said a couple of weeks ago when you talked about with Corey Seager, one of the reasons that he might go on the IL as well was to make sure that y'all could, quote, nip it in the bud. I know you can't control what the future is, but do you think that the team and that Corey Seager have done everything possible to hopefully see that this is not an issue going forward?
Yeah. We've had some tests done. I think we checked off every box with Corey and so we're making adjustments now with, his workout routine. And Corey's all in on this. Before today, we had a couple games where he took, hit off live pitching. We tried to simulate games where he went out to shortstop, took ground balls, came back, and then would hit and go back out. So he did that 3 or 4 times. And so anyway, we're making adjustments there to see, if we can take care of this thing and keep them out on the field.
Just a few minutes ago, you were talking about like the fire and passion that some players have. Obviously, Robert Garcia with that strikeout. I know it's a small sample size, but what about the fire and passion that Alejandro Osuna brings to this team hopefully to the lineup? That's our guy. We love him.
Yeah, we all do. We all do. Players do. Yeah, he's got a lot of energy. Young kid that... He loves baseball, and that's how he plays it. You can see the passion come out when he plays it. His first game, he was in smiling. He wasn't nervous or anything. He was just looking forward to it. Of course, growing up in the game, we're being around it because of his brother. Yeah, I'm sure that played a part in it. But anyway, I love that. And, you see with a lot of players, I think especially Latin players, they just, play the game, like they did when they were young in their country. And that's what you love about them.
Excellent stuff. Appreciate it very much. Let's get that winning streak going.
All right, guys. Great talking with you. Sorry about being late.
Oh, no worries. Yes, man.
There you go.
What did you say? I said yes, man.
Okay.
Yeah, go get Rangers.
All right.